Thank you for calling customer support. This is Cece. How may I help you?
Hi, Cece. I have a question. I have a thing on my bank account, and this is betterlifestyleshop.com, correct?
Okay.
I got a charge on my account for $59.95 that I didn't make or my wife didn't make.
Okay. What's the zip code?
34606.
How do you spell that last name?
J-A-E-G-E-R.
All right. And can you verify the shipping address?
9356 Chase Street, Spring Hill, Florida.
All righty, sir. Thank you for that. I do have an account here. It is with a Pure smartwatch. It tracks your steps, checks your blood pressure, and you can get calls and messages. And a pair of Pure mini pods. They're ear pods with great quality and sound.
What's that? I got that through Best Buy, but it didn't have this. I already paid for that. That was like $37. This just popped out of nowhere, and it has nothing to do with that.
All right. I have on this account here, sir. It was created back on March the 22nd. It was started on a 14-day trial, only paying for the shipping and handling of those two products. Mm-hmm. And being that there was no call for cancellation, saying that you didn't like the product or didn't want it, there is a charge, the one-time charge for both the prices of those products. And there was also a lifetime warranty on those products for $14.95 back on March the 22nd.
I didn't click any of that. It asked me, it just did the whole thing. It gave me a total of $37 and some change, which I paid for. Or I should say $30 and some change, which I paid for at the checkout. None of that stuff was added on there. Literally. I got screenshots of it.
All the information about the 14-day trial is in the terms and the conditions, sir. That's why you paid only the shipping and handling.
So I was supposed to return the watch if I didn't like it?
Or call in and cancel, sir.
I don't really. All right, well, I'm canceling now. Okay, and I'm going to notify Best Buy that you're using their website as a fraudulent backdoor billing process, because really that should be in bold letters up front. This is a subscription. This is the amount you will need to pay. You don't hide it in the small print in some terms of service, because when you do that, that's fraudulent business. Okay. So I'm going to want this canceled. I want my money refunded to me, because I'm going to forward this information to my attorney, and my attorney is going to take care of it, and that's going to cost you a shitload more, because it's going to cost you his fees on top of my $59.95. So you guys have a choice. You can either continue the way you're going, or I can forward this information to my attorney, and my attorney can go after you.
Okay, sir, that's fine, but it is listed in the terms and the conditions. The charges are valid, but what I can do as a customer courtesy is I can offer you a 35% refund on both of those charges.
That's for the J-I-A-H-A-M Top Life Style?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, on both of those would be fine. I'll take the 35%.
Okay, give me just a moment here, and I'll process that for you. You will be getting two confirmation emails.
And please make sure you cancel both of those.
Yes, sir. The account is canceled once the final payment came out. All right. So you should have two of those, both of those emails. It does take 3 to 5 business days, and they're in the amount of $20.98 apiece. They'll be available in 3 to 5 business days.
So that'll be $20.98, 16. So I'll get about $42 back.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You said 7 to 10 business days?
3 to 5.
3 to 5? Okay,
honey. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support.